Welcome to your latest Eastern Sierra Now news update, where we cover everything from local events to heartwarming stories and, of course, the news that impacts you. Today, we're bringing you updates on everything from aid for the Southern California wildfires to the latest in local sports and community happenings. So grab your coffee, sit back, and get ready for a roundup of the news shaping the Eastern Sierra and beyond. In a remarkable display of community spirit, volunteers from Lone Pine have mobilized to assist in combating the Palisades fire. Their efforts have been instrumental in supporting firefighting operations and providing aid to affected residents. The dedication and resilience of these volunteers highlight the strength of our community in times of crisis. The Lone Pine Volunteer Fire Department joins an estimated total of 5,143 fire personnel helping to extinguish the fires. Our hearts go out to those affected by these devastating fires. You can read more about this effort at easternsierranow.com. If you'd like to take a more hands-on approach to supporting victims of natural disasters like the Southern California wildfires, our local Kern County and Eastern Sierra Red Cross chapter is always ready to welcome new volunteers. Next week, they're preparing to deploy teams to assist communities in need and support their recovery efforts. Volunteering with the Red Cross offers a chance to help communities nationwide recover and rebuild. For more information on joining our Red Cross chapter, visit redcross.org. Donating is another great way to support those displaced by the fires. The town of Mammoth Lakes is extending a helpful hand to our neighbors in Los Angeles affected by recent wildfires. A fire relief donation drive is underway at LA Kings Ice, located within the Community Recreation Center at 686 Old Mammoth Road. Donations are accepted daily from 12 to 8 p.m. Requested items include toiletries, feminine products, pet supplies, baby essentials, diapers, children's toys, coffee makers, phone chargers, microwaves, bottled water, and canned non-perishable food. Financial contributions can be made through reputable organizations listed on the town's website. Let's come together to support those in need. For more information on this drive, visit easternsierranow.com. We will continue to update you on ways you can help those in need, just to help you back on their feet. High Point Solar, the trusted local leader in innovative solar power and battery backup solutions, is proud to offer access to the world's most advanced solar technology. With energy costs continuing to climb, now is the perfect time to take control of your power bills and invest in a sustainable, cost-saving future. High Point Solar not only helps homeowners reduce their reliance on traditional utilities, but also provides peace of mind with dependable battery backup systems and designed to keep homes running smoothly even during outages. Join the renewable energy revolution with High Point Solar and make a smart, eco-friendly investment in your home's future. Don't let rising energy costs hold you back. Take the first step towards energy independence today. For a free quote and to cut the cord, call Amy at 760-937-5849. Nature enthusiasts rejoice. The Amargosa Conservancy and Inyo County Free Library are hosting a free walking tour of the Ash Meadows National Wildlife Refuge. This is a fantastic opportunity to explore the unique ecosystems and rich biodiversity of the area. This tour also emphasizes the environmental impact of a proposed lithium mine in the area. While the event is free, spaces must be reserved ahead of time. For more details and to reserve your spot, visit the Eastern Sierra Now website. Calling all artists, the 2025 Mammoth Lakes Arts on the Fourth Festival is just 6 months away, and applications are now open. This festival attracts over 10,000 visitors throughout the weekend, offering a great opportunity for both visiting and local artists to showcase their work. Applications opened January 6th and will remain open until Friday, March 14th. For more information and to apply, visit the Arts on the Fourth website. Who's got the beef? Remember that one? Eastern Sierra Now's best burger in Bishop or Mammoth poll is sizzling. And we want your taste buds to weigh in. From classic patties to gourmet masterpieces, who's flipping the finest burger in town? Is it the juicy, cheesy goodness at your favorite joint? The perfectly crispy bacon piled high on a toasted bun, or the veggie burger so good it can convert a carnivore. Your vote could crown the king of burgers. Don't let your favorite miss out. Head to our poll now and make your voice, well, and stomach heard. Hey, maybe this is the perfect excuse to treat yourself to a meal at your favorite burger spot, or go on a delicious taste tour around town of everybody else's spots. After all, this is serious business. Astorgas is currently in the lead, but it's impossible to know who will come out on top this early in the poll. Be sure to show your favorite restaurant the support they deserve. Vote today and let the burger battles begin. After postponing due to weather conditions last November, Mammoth Film on Tour is finally here. Tonight, starting at 6:30 p.m. at the USFS Auditorium, Mammoth Film will have its screening. Tickets are 18 to 20, depending on member status. Non-alcoholic beverages are included with the ticket, and several local businesses have provided door prizes for those in attendance. For the nature enthusiasts, Alabama Hills Rangers will be hosting two programs tomorrow, the Geology of Alabama Hills from 11 to 12 p.m. and a tour of Alabama Hills from 1 to 2 p.m. All programs are free and participants should meet at the Mobius Arch Trailhead. Also tomorrow, Sierra Forever will be hosting another free guided snowshoe tour. For those interested, meet at the Mammoth Welcome Center at 11 p.m. Well, slope shredders and snow bunnies, here's your witty ski report brought to you by Eastern Sierra Now. The base depth is sitting pretty at 45 inches, down from 46 inches earlier this week. Guess the snow's been hitting the gym and slimming down. That makes one of us. But don't worry, with 176 trails and all 24 lifts spinning, there's still a mountain of fun waiting for you. Conditions are prime for cruising with machine-groomed snow under your skis and plenty of sunshine above. Mild winds and sunny skis are the vibes today and all weekend long, so slap on that SPF and let the goggle tan commence. For the thrill seekers, Chair 22 is where it's at. The shady, chalky snow on Lower Viva is calling your name, if you dare. Prefer something a bit more chill? Well, slide on over to Cloud 9 Express, that's Chair 9, and enjoy some mellow groomers that feel as smooth as a powder day. In your dreams, of course. Pro tip, stick to the terrain that matches your skill level. This mountain's got something for everyone today. Wherever you drop in, good turns are guaranteed. Now, go carve it up, folks. And remember, no one looks cool stuck in the parking lot. So arrive early and get your gear together before the lift line calls your name. Stay safe, stay sunny. We'll see you out there. Get your business in the spotlight. You want your business to shine like the Eastern Sierra sun? Eastern Sierra Now is offering prime banner ad space on our website, and it's the perfect place to get noticed by locals and visitors alike. Whether you're serving up the best burgers, offering killer deals, or promoting an upcoming event, we've got the perfect spot for you to reach the audience, well, that matters. Anyway, so why wait? Get your ad up and let the world see what you've got to offer. It's time to put your business in the spotlight. Contact us today at advertise@easternsierranow.com. Let's get started. Now for our sports report, proudly brought to you by Back Alley Bowl and Grill. They have amazing food, and bowling is just the cherry on top. Psst. If you love the burgers, don't forget to vote. Okay, back to sports. Starting with basketball, the Bishop girls Bronco basketball team dominated Cal City 49-11 with standout performances from Tanner Ludwig, 18 points, 4 rebounds, 3 steals, and Kristen Allen, 8 points, 6 assists, and 3 steals. The Broncos' next game is against Frazier at home. In boys' varsity basketball, the Bishop triumphed over Cal City, 50-47. It's a close game. Chris Charlie led with 14 points, and his free throws in the final moments sealed the victory. Good job, young man. The Broncos remain undefeated in league play and will face Boron on Friday night. The Bronco JV boys fell just short against the Desert Scorpions, losing 36-35. Oh, heartbreaker. Ben Kemp and Daniel Alvarado led with 9 points each, while Marcos Manuelito added an impressive 6 points with 5 rebounds and 3 blocks. Despite a strong defensive effort with 18 steals, the Broncos couldn't steal the win. Coach Kemp remains optimistic about the team's progress. In a later game, the team fell to Cal City 58-36 despite a strong first half. Ben Kemp led with 15 points, while Daniel Alvarado added 10 points. They will face Boron at home this Friday in soccer. The ladies' team crushed California City 7-0, with Ellie Kral scoring 3 goals and Jessica Santana earning Player of the Game honors for her defensive work. The team is 9-1, then first in the High Desert League. The Bishop boys soccer team won 2-0 against Cal City with goals from Iker Gonzalez, assisted by Sean Landaverde, and Hector Ramirez, assisted by Gonzalez. Goalkeeper Angel Santana was named player of the game after making 6 saves in the second half. The team also pulled off a thrilling 3-1 comeback win against Frazier, with Hector Ramirez scoring twice. Finally, the boys soccer team earned another win, defeating Mojave 2-0 with goals from Armando Santana and Brandon Walters. The team will travel to play Kern Valley next Tuesday. Stay tuned for more exciting matchups as the Broncos hit the court and field again. Thank you again to Back Alley Bull and Grill for sponsoring this segment and highlighting these amazing players. What do we got for the weather? Looks like Bishop today, Friday, plenty of sunshine with a high of 62 and a low of 27. Saturday, January 18th, sunny skies with a high of 61, low of 23. And Sunday looks like 61 and 24. Mammoth Lakes today, sunny with a high of 46, chilly low of 14. Saturday, tomorrow, more sunshine, high of 48, low of 18. That's Bluebird Day. January 19th, that's Sunday, sunny to partly cloudy with a high of 46 and a brisk low of 12. It's a sun-soaked weekend ahead for both Bishop and Mammoth Lakes. Bishop residents can enjoy mild daytime temperatures, perfect for outdoor activities, while Mammoth Lakes will offer crisp, clear days, ideal for it in the slopes. Don't forget to layer up in the evenings, as temperatures will drop significantly after sunset. Enjoy the beautiful weather and stay warm out there. That wraps up today's update. From wildfire relief efforts to local sports victories, there's always something happening in our community. So don't forget to stay connected, subscribe to Eastern Sierra Now, and follow us on social media to keep up with all the latest news, events, and stories that matter to you. Until next time, stay informed, stay engaged. Go vote for the best burger. In a remarkable display of community spirit, volunteer... This is rough.